This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. If you haven't done so, you've got one more day to let your voice be heard with regards to the introduction of grizzly bears to the North Cascades. A public meeting was held recently at the Okanagan County Fairgrounds for people to lay out exactly where they stand. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse has been against the idea for a long time and really pushed for this public forum.
That's what I had asked the Department of Interior for, was an opportunity for people to express their opinion, and when the opportunity came, they showed up in spades. And so I thank the communities for doing that.
And Newhouse says these people would be impacted most.
And it was a good opportunity. We had over 3 hours of oral testimony, plus there were people there to take down and record testimony if people didn't want to speak in front of the whole group. And like I said, I couldn't have been happier at the turnout and the opportunity that it afforded people to express their opinion.
The results, according to Newhouse, about what he expected.
I don't know if you talked to people that were there, but there were opinions expressed on both sides of the issue and some good arguments made on both sides. But I think my unscientific counting of the comments showed a pretty high number of people were opposed to the introduction of grizzly bears.
You have until tomorrow night to post your comments on the National Park Service website.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.